Lynn English High School football coach Anthony LaFrada is with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Coach, welcome.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing, Bill?
Good. Well, congratulations to you guys picking up the first win of the season, knocking off Revere last week in Greater Boston League play. And Anthony, tell our listeners a note or two, or highlight, or several highlights from last Friday's game.
Yeah, it was good to get our first win. You know, I think what stood out to me really kind of a couple things. First is that we just had an overall great contribution from really the entire team. Offense, defense, you know, we had four different guys score touchdowns, you know, a couple running backs, our quarterback running the football, guys catching passes. So it was a great team effort on both sides of the ball. And then, you know, the other thing about it that stood out, especially now after watching the film, is, you know, the feeling that we still could have played better. You know, I said after the game that I felt like we played about three and a half quarters worth of football. So we still got to put it together for the entire game. So it was good to get the first win, but, you know, we can still be better. And that's our goal every day, is try to get a little bit better.
I know you mentioned the offense there, Coach, but, you know, I saw you guys play Swampscott, and even though it was a loss for you, I was impressed with your defense in that game. So I imagine the defense was coming through for you as well Friday.
Yeah. Our defense has always been kind of a strong point of our team. You know, the Swampscott game, we just gave up a couple big plays. That was the difference in that game. And then last Friday against Revere, you know, we had guys really playing good assignment football, guys, you know, aligning correctly, making the right reads, and, you know, rallying, making good tackles. So, you know, our defense is always something we hang our hats on. I'm lucky to have Coach Healy. I've said it before, our defensive coordinator. He does a great job game planning every week, and, you know, all our coaches do. But Coach Spy, Coach Jock on the defensive side, too. So, you know, good team effort again, all the way up to the coaching staff.
Right, and you got a great week of practice ahead of you here. Weather-wise, it looks like. Actually, one last question on, well, it doesn't have to be on last night's game, or last week's game, rather. But, you know, tell our listeners about a player or two and their roles, if you could, and describe them maybe as a player. Guys that might kind of stand out on the field, obviously people that you're counting on, maybe just a couple or two or three.
Yeah, sure. One of the first ones that came to mind is our middle linebacker, Jordan Hernandez, who's a junior, with JoJo, as we call him. He's been playing unbelievable at middle linebacker, leading our defense, making the calls, making the strengths, you know, just playing good football, executing everything. He's also, you know, he's been running the ball for us and pass protecting at running back. So JoJo's been doing great. Zamari, I'm gonna mess up his last name. Hope he doesn't listen to Zamari Omesefe. He's wide receiver and outside linebacker, another junior that has really taken his game to another level this year. He started it for us towards the end of last season, and this year he's just really been tremendous for us. He had a touchdown Friday night. And then on the offensive and defensive line, our senior captain, Waleri Mora-Cruz. You know, Waleri, he knows what every lineman's doing every play, which is hard for, you know, any high school kid to do. And he knows what the guard's doing, what the tackle's doing center. So we're lucky to have him on that line leading us.
Great. Well, now it's on to Greater Lawrence, Friday night's game, on the road, 7 o'clock kickoff. So what can you tell me about Greater Lawrence and what they've done this year and how you see the matchup?
So, you know, don't know a ton. We've been watching our film on them. You know, I know they want to get the ball, you know, into their running back's hands. They definitely, you know, have a very strong running back from what we can tell on the film. Good fullback. They, you know, they run a lot of power. They want to be downhill. You know, they'll get the quarterback out on the edge, have him roll out. So, you know, there's a couple things that stand out on film on the offensive side. And then, and you know, defensively, you know, they seem to be playing, you know, kind of a 4-4 type of look that, you know, isn't too uncommon at this level of football. So stuff we've seen before, but, you know, they definitely got a few playmakers. They play fast. You know, they're downhill, so we're going to have our work cut out for us. It's tough because it's a team we haven't played before. It's a team I don't know if anyone really has ever played. So, you know, we're going in there not really knowing too much about them, and, you know, they won't know too much about us. So it should be an interesting game. I think, you know, you can see on film they're trying to do different things. The coaching staff definitely has different looks they like to throw at their opponents. So we have to be ready for everything.
You know, Anthony, I have just one last question for you, or observation maybe. It seems to me your line, whether it be offense or defense this year, is maybe bigger, stronger than last year's line. Am I right or wrong on that? I didn't see a lot last year, and I just saw the one game this year. But does that sound about right to you or not?
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, honestly, most of our offensive line is returned. You know, we were coming in with four of our five guys, you know, this past game, you know, playing for us last year. And we've actually developed some guys, too, that, you know, were JV last year, a couple sophomores that started for us last Friday, Jason Crossford, Nate Condy, that moved into starting positions. And so we were able to kind of even put a couple guys on just one side of the ball. So these guys put in the effort in the weight room. You know, they came back a little more comfortable. Some of our linemen last year were fullbacks and tight ends that we moved into permanent lineman positions. And, you know, this year they came in confident. You know, there's like I said, I'll say it as always, there's always room for improvement. You know, there's things we can do better, there's things we can coach better. But I'm real proud of our guys and the way they've, you know, executed our game plans and have carried out the plays this year on both sides of the football.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about last year's line to this year's line. I guess if it's the same guys coming back, you want at high school, you want them to be coming back bigger, I guess. That's the deal, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's we preached that at the end of last season. They did. They put in the work in the weight room. You know, we had a few tough opponents out the gate. I don't think, I don't think they've been able to really showcase just, you know, how much better they've gotten. You know, Lawrence was a good team. Everett was a good team. And they were big, strong kids, too. So I think, you know, as we play more football and get even more comfortable and get our confidence rolling a little bit, I think our guys can really kind of set the tone up front for us. And that's our goal.
Well, Anthony, I appreciate your time. Always good talking with you, and best of luck to the Bulldogs on the road this Friday night at Greater Lawrence.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. Anthony LaFrada with us, head football coach at Lynn English High School here on MSONewsports.com.